Please keep all baggage with you at all times. If you see anything suspicious, please report it to a TSA official immediately.
I see something suspicious.
You do? Where?
Bensi and Bassi haven't gotten into a fight since we arrived at the airport.
Line up, everybody. We're heading to security.
Please take all of your personal belongings and put them in the bins. Be ready to show an official your tickets.
Look, Avrami, I have my own ID. My father got it for me just in case I ever need it.
What's that other picture?
Oh, that's a picture of my great-grandfather. He survived the war as a kid.
Wow, he looks just like you, just that it's black and white, and he's wearing old-fashioned clothes.
His name was Binyamin. I'm named after him.
Okay, son, step on up.
Do I need to take off my glasses?
No, I don't want you bumping into me.
Just my shoes, huh?
Yes.
Phew. Everyone get your shoes back on. We don't have much time until the flight starts boarding. They're boarding already. Everyone follow me.
Avrami, did you notice that old guy with the black leather jacket?
Yeah, he sure looks interesting.
Why a jacket in the summer?
And also the red scarf. Seems like he's heading to Phoenix too.
I guess so.
Look, Avrami, he's staring at us.
Everybody stay together while we get onto the plane.
Shalom.
Are you the pilot?
Yes, I am. What is your name?
I'm Binyamin, and this is my friend Avrami.
Your tickets say Abraham and Benjamin. I just flew two teenage boys named Abraham and Benjamin to Israel yesterday.
You sound Israeli, are you?
Ken, and do you want to know my name?
Ken, I mean, yes.
Tzafon.
Tzafon?
Nachon, Tzafon.
Your name is Tzafon, like we learned in Chumash, Tzafon the North?
Nachon, but I have another name too.
Huh?
Darom.
Like, Darom the South?
Nachon.
Oh gosh, your name is Tzafon, Darom, Nachon?
Ken, Nachon is my last name. My full name is Tzafon, Darom, Nachon. But everybody called me Phony for short. Now you guys get onto the plane chick-chack and we'll be there before you know it.
Thanks, Phony.
Finally, we're on the plane for a big trip. Baruch Hashem.
Look, it's the guy with the black jacket and red scarf. He's right in front of us. And he's reading something. I'll go snoop on him and check what it is.
Shh. Binyamin, you can't do that.
I probably shouldn't, but I can't help it.
Your self-control gets worse and worse. You need a song to keep things on track.
Sing on a plane? Are you nuts?
How about quiet singing?
Oh, all right. I wouldn't know how to go about self-control anyway. I mean, what exactly do you do when you can't stop?
Freeze.
What?
I said freeze.
How does that help?
Well, the longer you wait, the better you can control yourself.
I'm not sure. I know myself. I'm gonna eventually fail.
Sheva yipol tzaddik become. A tzaddik falls seven times, but eventually overcomes.
Hey, wait a minute. I think I've got it. It's freeze, wait, overcome, and never give up.
Yeah, you've got it.
I can't anticipate. I will go very far. Is that Uhagi Bar? And if I begin to fail, I know I can.
Please stay seated until the captain has turned off the seatbelt sign. Please be careful when opening the overhead compartments, as bags may have shifted during the flight. Please take all of your belongings with you. Anything left on the plane will be divided amongst the flight attendants. Don't leave any children. Thank you for flying Kishka Airlines.
I feel like we spent more time on the plane after it landed than when it was flying.
Well, now we've got to catch a shuttle to the car rental place.
What kind of van are we getting? Maybe we can get an SUV.
We're getting something that will get us around and doesn't cost a lot of money. Bensi, grab that brown bag over there. Binyamin and Avrami, don't just stand there. Please take something. We're at the car rental place. Baruch Hashem, there's only one guy in front of us.
Do you have convertibles?
Yes, sir, we do.
Can I rent a convertible with a sunroof?
A what?
Wow, is that your motorcycle?
Yes, sir, it is.
You know what? I'd like to rent a motorcycle instead.
Okay, for how long?
Wait a minute. Motorcycles can be dangerous, especially on high, narrow roads out there. Do you have motorcycles with four-wheel drive?
No, sir.
Oh, then how about a Chevy Impala?
Yes, we do have some of those.
Great, I'll take a Chevy Impala.
We have a special. You get a GPS for just $5 a day. Would you like that?
Well, I always lose my GPS. Then I get lost trying to locate it. Maybe you have a remote control locator to locate my GPS?
No, sir, we don't have such a thing.
Well, I'd probably lose the locator anyway, so forget the GPS.
Okay, please step on over here and wait until Bill, my associate, comes to finalize your rental. Next.
Hi. We're looking for a large vehicle to take us north on Route 17 to the Grand Canyon.
Sure, no problem. Let's see. It's about 230 miles. Okay, Mr. Friedman, here are your keys. The vehicle is right outside to the left.
Thanks. Let's go, everybody.
Beryl, please hold on to Basi and Bensi's hands.
Fine.
Grand Canyon, here we come. Yippee! Oh, I'm so tired. Wake me up when we get there.
Almost in Flagstaff, Arizona. We'll hopefully catch a mincha at the Chabad shul over there.
Hey, Ta, look. It looks like a shul standing all alone surrounded by desert.
You're right, Binyamin, it does. Why don't you go in there and find out if there's a mincha minyan soon?
Okay.
A minion out here? Do lizards count for a minion? Come on, no way.
Hello? Anybody here?
No. No, besides me.
Oh, is there going to be a minion for Mincha soon?
A minion for Mincha? We already have a minion for Mincha.
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, there's you and me, that's two. Then there's me and you, that's four. Then there's both of us, that's six. Now, if you say the same thing, that's another six, which is 12. We could both leave and there's still a minion without us.
I don't think my father would be satisfied with that. Do you work in this show?
Well, yes, I do.
What do you do?
Well, I'm the candy man, the gabbai, the chazen, the rov, and most importantly, I'm the shusher. There aren't too many people around here these days.
Well, I better get back to my family. They're waiting outside. Nice meeting you.
Oh, they could have at least stayed around for some herring and schnapps. Those young people are always on the run.